And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday the 16th of February. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forty, Cromarty, Fisher, Jermyn Bight, Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 4th, 987, expected 40s, 988 by 1800 Monday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, south or southeast, 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Sleet, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, southeasterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Sleet, good, occasionally poor. Forties, southeast 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Sleet, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Forth, Tyne, west or northwest 5 to 7, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, Jermyn Bight, southeast becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, except Dogger. Sleet, moderate, occasionally poor, icing in east until later, except Dogger. Humber, Thames, Dover, cyclonic becoming west 5 to 7, showers good, occasionally poor. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, west 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 4 to 6 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, westerly 4 or 5 in north, otherwise variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, west 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 4 to 6 later, squally showers, rain in Fitzroy, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, west veering northwest later 5 to 7, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, South Rockall, westerly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. North Rockall, Manin, Hebrides, cyclonic becoming northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Hebrides, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, north 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming north 7 to severe gale 9 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, north 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time, sleet, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly 7 to severe gale 9, backing northwesterly 4 to 6 later, snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northwest 2, rain, 22 miles, 986, falling slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest 2, recent rain, more than 38 miles, 984, falling slowly. Lerwick, south-southwest 4, 7 miles, 984, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest by west 2, 16 miles, 985, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south-southeast 1, 14 miles, 985, falling slowly. Lucas, west by south 3, recent fog, 13 miles, 986, falling slowly. Bulmer, west by south 3, 24 miles, 987, now falling. Bridlington, southwest by west 1, 989, falling slowly. Sandatti Light Vessel Automatic, west 6, 11 miles, 994. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west 7, 2 miles, 998. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west 5, 998, rising more slowly. Jersey, west by north 5, 5 miles, 1003, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 6, 1001. Scilly Automatic, west 5, Recent precipitation, 8 miles, 1003, now falling. Milford Haven, west, 5, rain, 8 miles, 997, now falling. Aberporth, west by south, 5, 12 miles, 996, now falling. Valley, southwest by west, 5, 11 miles, 993, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, west by south, 6, recent rain, 4 miles, 992, rising slowly. Valentia, west, 5, recent rain, 11 miles, 998, now falling. Ronald's Way, west-southwest 5, 15 miles, 991, rising slowly. Malin Head, southwest 4, slight showers, 8 miles, 988, steady. Macrahanish Automatic, southwest by west 5, 15 miles, 998, falling more slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Sunday the 15th of February. The general situation. A complex area of low pressure over northern areas gradually clears east, initially bringing strong to gale force winds. There'll be rain or showers, wintry at first in the north. High pressure will bring lighter winds and fair weather to many areas on Tuesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, veering northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7 later. Occasionally gale 8 later in north. Rain or sleet, becoming mainly fair for a time. Good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 later. Rain or sleet, becoming mainly fair for a time later. Good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West 4 to 6, veering northwest 6 or 7 later. Rain or sleet, then showers. Good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, moderate or good. North Foreland to Salsey Bill. Westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7. Rain at first, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Salsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or northwest 5 to 7. Showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 until later. Showers, squally at first. Good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 in east. Decreasing 4 to 6 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first. Good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West 5 to 7, veering northeast 4 to 6 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West 4 to 6, veering northwest 5 to 7 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. West, veering northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. West 4 to 6, veering northwest 5 to 7 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Westerly, veering southwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West 4 to 6, veering north or northwest 5 to 7. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming north or northwest 5 to 7. Rain or sleet, then wintry showers. Good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles. South, 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6. Then north, 7 to severe gale, 9 later. Rain or wintry showers. Good, occasionally moderate or poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin, which of course means we're reaching the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. In a moment, I'll hand us over to the BBC World Service, but there is still plenty to keep you company over on Radio 4 Extra through the night. For example, starting right now, the interviewer and journalist Lynn Barber shares her castaway choices for Desert Island Discs Revisited. That's on Radio 4 Extra now. We'll be back on air on Radio 4 at 5 in the morning with Chris Aldridge, and then I'll be back here at 9 in the morning. But for the time being, this is John Hammond in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
Welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Pete Ross. Israel makes fresh demands ahead of indirect US-Iran nuclear talks.
The first is that all enriched material has to leave Iran. The second is that there shall be no enrichment capability.
The mystery around the disappearance of the mother of a well-known US news anchor deepens. There's further scrutiny of Russia's use of foreign mercenaries in the war in Ukraine.
Some are not even told in advance by these recruiting agencies that they're going to the military at all.
How AI is helping farmers boost crop yields.
We use solar-powered AI-enabled cameras that detect pests and diseases on the farm and notify the farmer on their mobile phone.
And
this year, things went peacefully. And there was a bigger crowd than last time.
A popular fishing festival in Nigeria makes a comeback after years of security fears. First, the news.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. Israel's Prime Minister has demanded the removal of all enriched uranium from Iran as part of any deal on Tehran's nuclear programme. Benjamin Netanyahu was speaking as Iran's foreign minister travelled to Switzerland for the latest round of indirect talks with the United States. Earlier, Iran's deputy foreign minister said his government was open to compromise if sanctions were lifted. Here's BBC Persian's Gonche Habibiazad.
Iran has said that it's willing to dilute its 60% uranium, enriched uranium, but at the same time about the stockpile of uranium that it has got inside, they haven't said anything that they're willing for like anyone else to take it out of the country or what's going to happen to it. At the same time, Iranians have said that missiles are their red line and they're not willing to compromise on that one. But that is something else that the US is keen on, and Israel